This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to do a little ice cream now. Today's installment of our seasonal series, Summer, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
There's a whole lot more to ice cream than just which flavor, or are you going to have sprinkles and hot fudge, right? Amy Ettinger ought to know. She took the tough duty and traveled the country to report on her new book. It's called Sweet Spot, an ice cream binge across America. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We should say here that you are just the latest in a long, very long line of ice cream aficionados in this country. I mean, it goes way back.
We've been eating ice cream since the beginning of the country, starting with George Washington. He had an absolute love for ice cream. He started serving it at his official functions in New York and Philadelphia, and it took the elite in this country by storm.
And he, at one point, you say, spent the equivalent of like $3,000 in a summer or something on ice cream?
He spent about $200 on ice cream back then.
Yeah, that's in $1,790, right?
Yes.
Right.
And it wasn't easy to make ice cream back then. He had ice houses built, and so did Thomas Jefferson. It was before, obviously, well before electrical refrigeration. And I do sort of wonder if the aspect of this is really difficult and yet we can do it was why they loved it so much.
Yeah. This skips ahead a good deal in the chronology, but there is something visceral about ice cream. I mean, I hear like ice cream bells on a truck or something going by, and I'm 15 again, running down from the pool to the Good Humor truck.
Absolutely, that sound just triggers something, and sometimes it can actually be a negative association. So in New York City, they go insane from all the sounds of the ice cream truck.
Talk to me for a second about ice cream trucks today, because as you said, New York City, they go crazy because it's too loud. But there is actually an entire industry, an entire sort of base of how you get the routes and where the trucks are, and they're expensive and all of this.
You know, I, as a consumer, never really thought about the business part of ice cream until I started researching what goes on with these ice cream trucks, especially in New York City, where the people who are driving these trucks, that's their business. Mm. That's their livelihood. And so you have what has turned into some very bloody turf wars. I rode on the back of an ice cream truck with Maria, the ice cream truck girl. She serves, you know, those pre-packaged novelties. And she's competing with a lot of the Mr. Softy trucks who are now moving into what she considers her territory. So she's been arrested.
Wow.
She's got into bloody, you know, fist fights with them. She's taken their keys and thrown them on their trucks so they can't drive around on her route anymore. And at the same time, the soft serve trucks are fighting. And I talked to the vice president of Mr. Softy, and he said, you know, things are so rough and tumble on the streets of New York City that I cannot offer enough incentive to my drivers to go into New York because they're worried about what's going to happen to them.
I don't mind telling you that I think that has put me off ice cream trucks forever. That's incredible.
It's just, you know, I think it's particularly bad in New York City.
New York's a tough city. We all know that. A detour now, though, to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and you know what's coming, and custard. So first of all, is custard ice cream? And if not, what's it doing in an ice cream book?
I always think of it as sort of a delicious cousin to ice cream. Huh. It's very, very similar, obviously. It's a little eggier.
Why did you have to go to Milwaukee to get what you deem genuine custard?
It is considered, you know, the custard capital of the world.
Okay.
And there is very good frozen custard in other parts of the country.
Yeah, because we're going to get letters here about custard. The custard fans out there, I'm going to hear from them.
Absolutely. But there is a very large concentration of custard stands that are owned by different families in Milwaukee. So I felt like that would be a way for me to test the different custards and really see what all the fuss was about.
Amy Ettinger. Her book is called Sweet Spot. It's an ice cream binge across America. Amy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.